Hey, what's this? I get Silver Star at Dunkel's.
Yeah.
Is that here?
Yeah.
Okay. Our next action was at Dunkel's. Second platoon reached their objective without infantry. They dismounted and captured two officers and 84 enlisted men.
I was leading on foot.
Where was the Jeep?
I don't know.
In Dunkel's,
I took a pistol from one of those Germans. Officers, and I still had it, but one Christmas I had two pistols, one German and one Spanish, and I gave one to my daughter and one to my son as a souvenir.
In Dunkel's, we were bombed by our own fighters, but they sure were bum shots.
Got a picture of the hole that they made.
That reminds me of the policy of an officer exchange program. An infantry officer would go to a bomber base for a week to ride with a bomber crew. A bomber officer would come up and join the infantry. You can guess the reaction of the flyboys, but the infantry officer would show off his flight medal to...
He'd get an air medal, making five trips.
To them, it was a vacation.
But the officer would come up to join the infantry. They weren't happy. As many planes as the bombers lost, the infantry still was by far the worst deal, because at least the bomber crew, if they weren't killed or shot down, they come back to a warm bed, a hot meal, and a few days off to go get drunk and have fun with the girls. Infantry, day in, day out, same bull.
In Dunkel's, 2nd Platoon captured a regiment command post, less the CO. This included all records.
They found a lot of interesting information.
Tell me more about the Silver Star.
I think they just wanted to give me a Silver Star. I was there. I wouldn't say I was leading, but the first time I knew it was even in the mill was when they had a formation at Amber, and they called me up in the front and pinned a Silver Star, and then they read it. I don't remember that. But I took it because it counted points, but I should have refused it. If it was had to do over again, I probably would. I did a lot of other things that I should have got a Silver Star for, but not that.
What were some of the... I mean, if you had to give yourself a Silver Star.
I don't know. Maybe they gave it... That was an excuse for me being there the whole time and just giving me a Silver Star for being there.
At Mayenne, C Company tank took about 70 prisoners. 14 March, second crossing of Moselle River. The river was at flood stage and was about a quarter mile wide. Okay, so we switched this. This was the first one. Hirschwiesen, Pfaffenheck. 1st Platoon lost 3 tanks. 2nd section took up defensive positions and knocked out 4 anti-tank guns, taking 30 and 27 enlisted men prisoners. 3 officers and 27 enlisted men.
Is that where I brought back the tank that had a dead man in it?
Yes.
I had been up there to see them before they went and got hit. And then so I knew where they were at. But he called me up and told me about tank being hit and that a round went through the man. So he was stone dead. But they were in exposed position way up with the outpost of the infantry. And they didn't want to pull a tank back because it would make the infantry think that maybe a tank were leaving them. And he couldn't do it anyhow in the daytime because the Germans would see him moving and would shoot at him again. So he wanted me to come up there at nighttime and to take the tank out of there and see if the man was taken care of. So I went up there that night, late, me and my Jeep. And the Jeep led me. I packed the tank out and drove it down to the highway and followed the Jeep to a 357 aid station. I took the tank there and parked it, and I went inside and talked to him about dead men being in there and asked them if they could get it out for us and take care of them. They said, okay, they'd get in touch with grave registration and see if things are taken care of, SOP. So I left the tank with them. I don't know whatever happened to the tank, whether they gave it back, but I don't think they wanted it back because it had a hole in it. That was every time I'd hit a bump or go downhill or make a turn, I could just see that body falling on top of me. Mm-hmm. Oh, it rather unpleasant ride. Pitch dark. The Jeep had his night lights on, and I followed him with his lights on, following his driving lights, and followed him to the aid station. That deserves a medal.